time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The head goes down, the crown of the helmet hits his head, and his neck snap. This is the definition of the play they're trying to get out of football.
Well, you know,
like,
I know.
Oh my God, that's an illegal hit. Yes. There's people sending out tweets saying the guy should be banned for the season.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Tonight.
It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves will feature multiple top NHL draft choices this upcoming season. Be there October 14th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We begin with some baseball, and it's a day of rest for the Cubs, who will work out at Wrigley the next 2 days, tomorrow and Wednesday, then work out in Washington on Thursday, prior to Game 1 against the Nationals Friday night. Now, the Cubs are battle-tested in postseason play from the last 2 years, and Joe Maddon talks about that.
You've done it. You know what it feels like. You know what you're supposed to do. You know what the opposition is. I'm just hoping, or I shouldn't use the word hope. I'm counting on the fact that we've done this before, and that I'm not saying wins or losses. I'm just saying that you feel good. The process should be good. You know to expect that kind of stuff. Expect, you know, knowing, experience equals knowing, I think.
And Madden will be on the Spiegel Parkin Show. That's tomorrow at noon. The wild card games are as follows. The Twins and the Yankees in the American League tomorrow night. Rockies and D-backs Wednesday in the National League. And Atlanta general manager John Coppolella, he has resigned with news that MLB is looking into some of his job practices. Football news, the Bears have announced a quarterback change. Mitch Trubisky will replace Mike Glennon 1 week from tonight against Minnesota. And Bears coach John Fox will be on the Coach's Show on our sister station, WBBM, at 6:30 this evening. And speaking of the Vikings, their rookie running back, Dalvin Cook, he's out for the season. He's got a torn ACL. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Mecum Auction Chicago, October 5th to 7th in Schaumburg. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Cubs. Our next game on The Score, Friday, when the Cubs take on the Nationals in the playoffs, and it begins with Mark Brody's pregame show at 5:30, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The O.J. Simpson early release.
I guess he lost 50 pounds for this parole hearing. He went on a strict salmon and rice diet.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing.
How do you get to choose what you eat in jail?
Are you serious?
You want compromise? How's this? 20 years in the can. I wanted Monic out. I compromised. I ate grilled cheese off the radiator instead.
I only want the salmon and the rice.
I don't want farm-raised either.
Line-caught salmon.
If you have any questions about the menu, please let me know.
I guess I do have a question about the chicken, if you could just tell us a little bit more about it.
The chicken is a heritage breed, woodland-raised chicken that's been fed a diet of sheep's milk, soy, and hazelnuts.
Okay, this is local?
Yes, absolutely.
The hazelnuts, these are local?
That's O.J. Simpson,
I'm
man.
I'm picturing in Goodfellas where they're slicing the garlic with the razor blade.
Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil.
Oh, this is the juice.
Hey! It's Chateau LeBlanc 68. It's supposed to be served slightly chilled. This is room temperature. What do you think we are? Animals!
Kajunk approved.
Man,
there it is.
O.J. Simpson, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be walking the streets. 312-644.
Watching Aho drinking Bohemia style beer.
67.
Rehabilitated? You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, it means you're ready to rejoin society.
I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, it's just a made up word, a politician's word, so that young fellas like yourself can wear a suit and a tie and have a job. It's just a word. So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And it's amazing that much of the national media was in Las Vegas to cover the parole of O.J. Simpson, which is why they were able to have so many boots on the ground to cover the horrific scene of the Mandalay Bay shooting. That's one of these American things, right?
I didn't put it together.
That's all. People wonder, how are they all of a sudden live shots and everybody's right there? That's because there were crews there because O.J. was getting out. With sad news, it is now confirmed. CBS News confirms that legendary rocker Tom Petty has died at age 66. Had a heart attack Sunday night and was completely unconscious. There was a pulse, but no brain function. They removed him from life support, and Tom Petty has died. Hey, so David Bowie and Prince and Tom Petty.
Yeah,
and
some of the greatest musicians of all time.
Yeah, I mean, just a wonderful songwriter and a guy who put together one of the great and more unsung bands, a band that went by the Heartbreakers and didn't have a lot of individual name recognition, but were known just in the industry as a great rock band. And they stayed together, and they didn't have to, you know, ego clash and break out with side projects to start doing stuff to make names for themselves. One of the tightest
backing bands there with Bruce Springsteen's band and others. But that's just too bad.
Yeah. I got introduced to I Won't Back Down as a youngin' and Free Fallin' and some of these other songs. It's just the singles. You know, I never got too heavy into his track lists on his albums. But you know, there are certain names that you respect in music because you understand that their longevity meant something to their fans. And he is one of those guys. You know, he's one of the greatest songwriters, one of the greatest composers, one of the greatest musicians, and that sucks. But his music will live on forever for the people who want to blare that, you know, this afternoon as they're going home on this beautiful day.
It's a big catalog, mm-hmm. and there's a lot to choose from. And you're right, the music doesn't die. I had to catch myself here every day on school days. My son asks me to have he has to turn off his phone at school, and then on the walk home he can take out of his backpack and turn it on. And he always likes to have a text waiting for me. Usually it's sports news. And he wants to know, did the Bears elevate somebody for the practice squad? I mean, silly stuff. He just likes to touch base so he can tell his friends on the walk home what's happened in the world of sports. Yeah. So I do that. And today I just realized I sent him a text. It says, Trubisky named starter and Tom Petty died of a heart attack. So, frown emoji. And then I realize I have to send a more specific text afterward that says the latter did not occur because of the former, to be clear.
Among yesterday's attendees at the wake, all the children of Johnny Red Kerr, who will be buried on Thursday.
Yes, I went to the George Offman Writing School there, and I made it sound like Tom.
Period. Sports birds.
Tom Petty responded to the elevation of Mitch Trubisky by shedding his mortal coil. No, that is not.
Way to break the news to your kid, Dan.
Right. But I clarified. Because I read it after I sent it. Like,
a little Jason Bernstein's verklempt. He's like, I know Tom Petty. I like Mitch Trubisky. I don't think it's that bad a move.
I didn't know Tom Petty liked Mike Glennon more than Jim Miller.
It's Tom from Lombard Online 2.
Right. Now, if it's Jim Miller.
Well, right, different.
Because that's, I mean, he's, I don't know what that was, by the way.
You know.
That's a cold take is what that is.
You know, I don't know what you get out of it when you play those percentages on a guy that everyone believes is bad at football. Like, he's not even a Michigan State guy. That's the other thing. Like, with the Brian Hoyer stuff, I was like, all right, this is a guy who he's had some kind of
Jeff Smoker love.
Right. So, yes, yeah. and members of Smoker. Yeah. If you went to the same school, you probably go to the same alumni functions or homecoming. You see him, Michigan State versus Michigan this weekend. You probably see him and go, okay, I'm not going to kill this guy, even though I know he's not. What connection is there to Mike Glennon? And what football goggles was he wearing when he watched Mike Glennon play this year? The man turned the ball over 8 times in 3 games. 8 times. Like, that was the reason you brought him in, so you can evaluate your running game and your dual tight end attack with Deion Sims and Zach Miller and your kicking game and your defense.
You're asking Deion Sims to block Clay Matthews one-on-one?
There were some.
That's a design flaw.
You're running Jordan Howard on 4th-and-1 in the fourth quarter with a bad shoulder.
Yeah, well.
Like, these are the reasons why.
Not on the injury report.
These are the reasons why. You know, this old John Pinella, you know, on the last leg of his little vacation tour. I don't believe just because I'm supposed to believe. He got dropped off in this city and has proven absolutely nothing to any Bears fan of note. Nothing.
Bears do make a move today. They have signed wide receiver Trey McBride from the practice squad.
This has been happening for the last 2 weeks. I've been hearing Trey McBride's name over and over and over again. What is he the new Marcus Wheaton? Is he the next guy to drop a football?
And finally, former Steeler defensive coordinator Bud Carson died today at the age of 75. Carson was the architect of the Iron Curtain.
Well,
the Steel Curtain, rather.
He's a fan of the presidency, too.
Somewhere Joseph Stalin's like, wait a second, Ron G. Stalin's on line 1, Chris.
Oh, man. How come I do not get credit for designing Iron Curtain? Thank you.
The Bears have signed Jason Thompson, a linebacker out of Utah, to the practice squad.
Now you're just doing...
In an endless cycle of meaningless activity.
Now you're just doing foolishness now. Why are you reading transactions of the Bears right now?
And I got to give you the bet that I like, because I told you...
Please do.
I told you I am not a betting man.
No, you're not.
However, sometimes you see something and you say, because we know what is the most important defining factor in baseball playoff success?
Starting pitching?
No, variance.
Oh.
And so when
you're
I
an idiot.
So when I see
ask me a real question.
When I see the Cubs as 8-1 to win the World Series,
You'd put down a hundo?
And really anybody. I mean, if you look, you know, if anybody not in the coin flip game. That's not bad. Wouldn't you bet Red Sox 8-1 and Cubs 8-1?
If I had money to bone, I'd
just theoretically, would you plunk down an 8-1?
I'd bet Red. Who would you bet before who though?
I don't know.
If you had Red Sox, if you had $100 to spend,
the Indians are 10-3. The Dodgers are 10-3.
Well, let's do the Red Sox Cubs thing. It's all the connections you want right there.
Yeah, it's probably
Grisale.
Right,
no, you'll go two, maybe three times in the series if you need him.
Yep.
Finally get to see him pitch in big games, right? Hope he done David Price himself. If you had to put $100 down with equal odds, 8-1, like you're saying, both the Sox and the Red Sox, I should say. I know Sox fans are going to get mad at me.
Well, we know the Red Sox and the Cubs. But
there's only one Sox, you know, and this is WSOX after all. Red Sox, Cubs, who would you put your 100 on? Shep, if you had $100, 8-1.
Cubs.
Well. Tanny?
Cubbies.
No, I Tanny, would because...
Like, can't be welcome home now.
I know. He's long.
But I regretted not putting money on the Cubs when they were down 3-1. I was like, there's no way they're not going to come back. And I didn't do anything. And, you know, could have been Little Richard.
Yeah. Could have been Little Richard?
Yeah, I wish.
All right, so are you going for the sweep?
Breaking news, Tannehill bets Cubs becomes Little Richard.
And then you text Jason that as well.
Right. What?
And it killed Tom Petty in the
right. Tom Petty decided that would also cause
so
a
full sweep.
Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad.
You are. Jesus Christ.
Also written by George. James Jordan killed alongside Danny Parkins' dad. Also, wasn't declared missing after 3 days.
Because he went wandering
after a while. He does these things.
The Parkins family. Come on.
Oh, hey, you know, he just goes out on these rambles every once in a while. Hits the juke joints and comes rolling back in bedraggled.
That ain't juke that he hitting, but whatever.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, clean sweep. Would you go Cubs?
Clean sweep. Oh, no.
In the room here. In the room.
Oh, you have to give me time to. I think.
No, I don't have to give you anything.
Just say it.
Yeah, I think if I had to pick one, I would pick the Red Sox.
Because the Cubs won it last year?
Yeah, it's hard to win twice.
That's what I'm
even
picking.
Though that's the gambler's fallacy.
I know.
It's the very definition of the gambler's fallacy.
But immediately when you gave me the same odds for both teams, I thought of the Cubs winning it last year and how hard it is to win it back to back. So.
If you gave me $100 just in general, I'd put it on the Diamondbacks, I think. 14-1.
Oh, okay, because the odds.
But the coin flip game. I mean, you gotta get through a 50-50 game with that bet.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of butt clinching
right.
During that game.
I know. Yeah, that's the point of staying out of it, though, right?
Yeah. So are we on this now? Is this what we're on? $100. You know, Swaggy B throws in 25. I throw in 25.
I don't want to actually gamble.
I got you, but for the sake of the segment, you jerk.
I'm not going to gamble for the sake of a segment.
All right, you want $33, Tanny? $33.
Let's do it.
Since Dan's not in,
I'm out.
Are we picking the diamond? Just like the
Chef, can I borrow $33?
Like so, just like the Puerto Rican national team, we have adopted the Arizona Diamondbacks as the team of the as the team for the show. Goldie and the boys.
I'm down with that. If you look at who's playing good baseball, and they got to get to that game. But
so now
it doesn't matter if you're playing good baseball.
I know, but, but that's why the odds are what they are. But if they get past that wild card, I like them a lot, too.
The National League can have it.
Is that even is that even a league still?
Yeah, come on. They send the pitcher off the bat. I mean, what are we doing here?
This segment brought
Indians
to you.
Are beating up on teams with 20 wins all
there
year.
It is.
This guy.
There it is.
Yeah. I told you it would come out, right?
Yep,
he went to a game around 160. He's like, all right. He put it's like over the top, the Sylvester Stallone movie.
Don't quote over the top.
He goes from front to back on the hat and he's ready to rock now. Is there it's like full Nicky the Kid. He's back now.
Wait a minute, what does that Cubs schedule look like the past couple months?
I'm just saying.
Referencing Over the Top?
One of the greatest bad movies of all time, of course. Him and his androgynous little son? Yeah. Kidding me? And then he got the fat face guy that he went up against?
This is my androgynous son, Courtney.
Pat. See, but I knew it would.
So wait, so
it
he,
would pop out at some so wait, point. So he turned, Nick had it untucked for like 6 months.
Wait, he turned his hat around to become to show he was serious about arm wrestling.
Yeah,
oh, that's when he meant he was really going to give
like,
it a go.
And then he went over the top and like broke your thumb on some weird.
Even though he's 5'6".
Right, exactly. That's what Nicky the Kid just did just now. Like this, he's been slow walking us this entire time. He's on every day
during their winning streak. He's like,
through gritted teeth.
I hate him.
He's punching walls at home because he. Can't come in here and say how he really feels. He's surrounded by three Sox fans, and now it's time.
But if you would have just said, I want to, you know, crap on the Indians, I'm like, I'd be happy to join you.
Yeah,
I like
the Indians. We're here for that. But no, this is how it manifested itself, Tanny. Mark this down. Mark this down.
He's gonna, when all of it went to hell.
I'm just saying.
Wanted the Cubs to be hated, and I'm going to be playing up that card.
All right.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. This is
the National League.
So in 2 hours and 20 minutes, we have angered the gun people. We have angered...
I had a Tom Petty fan that's mad because we didn't venerate him deeply enough as a titan of rock and roll. What do you want? I love his music, and he was really important. I'm sad he's dead.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
I mean, seriously.
It'll happen for you.
Oh, that'll be full of water. You're gonna get
talk more Tom Petty. Come on. So the gun people are angry at us because we don't like
Stop
the fact that,
Petty.
that 60 people died in Vegas while trying to enjoy their night. Now the National League people are angry at me. If you're a player, you're a batter. AL and DH sucks.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is you doing?
Yeah, I don't like to send my kicker out on fly routes once a series either. You jerk. Oh my God.
Breaking news here. The New York Times is reporting that the Las Vegas gunman had 19 rifles in his hotel room, 2 on tripods at the windows, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Can I ask you something?
19. Well, we just talked about how this happens. How it gets in?
In a casino.
Yeah, damn.
There are cameras everywhere. Mm. How does somebody not see gun cases? I understand you can smuggle a lot of ammo, but how does.
Gun bags.
How does a casino with eyes and ears on everything not see that a guy is setting up a military shooting position?
Well, we talked about it during the break. We're just spitballing a little bit. And these casinos, once you check in, there are like back doors to get to your hotel room. You don't have to go past the lobby every time in these casinos. So if you check in and then, you know, piece by piece throughout the day, you just walk a couple of bags up from your car or your big van. You know, it might not be as noticeable as we think. It does sound crazy.
But don't they have cameras guns? In the room? Don't they have eyes
Yeah,
the
but
rooms?
Don't they do a lot of gun conventions in Vegas, too? So
too.
Seeing big
yeah.
bags like that
right.
might not be strange.
Right. Very good point. At 19 rifles? Man.
And setting up tripod positions?
I was listening to some of the former FBI agents this morning talk about how, like, some of these modifications that you could put on some of these guns where he said that he had no doubt that this guy's barrel got so hot that he probably had to go to other guns. Like, this wasn't a 2-gun or 3. This was before it was found out that he had 8-plus guns. The number that I heard was 8-plus, and now we're up to 19. Yeah, man, it sucks, man. People are out enjoying the night, enjoying their life. You know, they're in Vegas. Like I said in transition, you just hope to get back on the plane with a hangover. Like that's the worst that should happen to you in Vegas or in any place in this country where you're just out enjoying a festivals are bigger than concerts. Like these acts sign up to be outside and have that Woodstock vibe from the 70s, and you just put on a shooting display for 10 minutes, 9 minutes straight.
Now it says more than 19 rifles found. So it could be, I mean...
Dude. Just, and the, by the way, like, let's start calling this what it is. This is domestic terrorism at its finest.
By definition.
Yeah. Let's stop with the lone gunman and he was a nice guy, or I didn't know this about him, or all the other, these other buzzwords. If this was anybody else, we'd be, I hate to think where we'd be, because we're already at it right now. These conversations are too late. And people are talking about, oh, it's too early to have. Nah, these conversations are too late, obviously. We're 60 plus and counting now, and 500 people hurt. You got, they're setting up tents because of the overflow of people going to these ICUs. You know, you got police officers on the scene who were watching off-duty. An off-duty police officer was killed because he was at a concert last night. Like, at what point, if kids getting shot and representatives getting shot and senators getting shot and babies in the streets getting shot, at what point is it enough? It sounds like the Penn State argument that we have, you know, where if you don't get the death penalty for that, then you're never going to care about it. If 60 people getting shot at a festival doesn't raise your antenna a little bit, I don't give a damn who you voted for, yeah,
sadly,
or what you're about.
I think the country's made their decision on this, and this is the life that everybody has chosen by voting, the life that they want, the life that they want to live.
Sad, man.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Len Casper is going to join us at 4. Dan Pompey at 4:30. Rich Campbell at 5. The Bears have elevated Mitch Trubisky, and that means, at least for now, the Bears matter. Bears games matter to you. That is no small victory. You've got the score.
The Bears have named rookie second overall draft pick Mitch Trubisky as the starting Bears QB versus the Vikings.
Playing quarterback, it's the best thing in the world to me, and I just felt like it was what I was meant to do.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. There was not a more jaw-dropping set of numbers this weekend than Houston 57, Tennessee 14. 57. The Texans dropped a Heinz bottle on the Titans. 57 points. You take away that pick six, and the Texans offense had 50 against one of the nastiest, most physical defenses in the NFL. Deshaun Watson had 5 TDs, 4 through the air, 1 on the ground. 5 touchdowns tied the NFL rookie TD record. He also threw for 283 yards, and he did all of that in his first home start of his career. All of which inspires the obvious question, who is Tom Savage? And how in the world did that guy ever start ahead of Deshaun Watson back in week 1? I'm Jim Rome.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb. And they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Details.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff here.
Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale is going on. Ask me what it means.
What does it mean, Dan?
Thank you, Jason. It means your favorite mattresses are on sale. And you say, well, I don't have any favorite mattresses.
Sure you do.
Well, you will when you go into Mattress Firm and you start looking at the Beautyrest Firm Queen mattresses, the Hampton Roads Pillow Top Queen mattresses, or the very special DreamBed Lux, you're going to have a new favorite.
And guess what? Two out of three people choose the DreamBed Lux over the leading memory foam mattresses because it costs $1,000 less and has cooling technology. And you can take it home for just $37 a month for 72 months. And like Dan mentioned, because of the semi-annual sale, you can take an additional 10% off. They're pretty much begging you to come in and sleep better. It makes no sense for you to go through the entire autumn or fall season sleeping on that bad mattress that you have right now.
It's also easy because they've got a color-coded system for firmness, for size, for price. They're going to get you onto the mattress that best fits your needs and best fits your sleep style. So go in there. Don't wait. The semi-annual sale is on right now at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type that, stuff
that
right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad. There we go.
Right, starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir, just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed, I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The head goes down, the crown of the helmet hits his head, and his neck snap. This is the definition of the play they're trying to get out of football.
Well, you know,
like, oh my God, that's an illegal hit. Yes. There's people sending out tweets saying the guy should be banned for the season.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only
only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, 3:32 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves will feature multiple top NHL draft picks this upcoming season. Be there October 14th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Mike Glennon era was all of four games with the news that the Bears are making a quarterback change and switching to top draft pick Mitch Trubisky against Minnesota 1 week from tonight. And the Bears today also elevated wide receiver Trey McBride from the practice squad. And John Fox will be on the coach's show on our sister station WBBM at 6:30 this evening. Elsewhere, injury news around the NFL. Minnesota running back Dalvin Cook, he's done for the season, a torn ACL. Seattle running back Chris Carson out indefinitely with a leg fracture. And Tennessee quarterback Marcus Mariota, he's day-to-day with a hamstring strain. And basketball injury news, Bulls forward Lauri Markkanen is still recovering from back spasms. He will miss the Bulls first two preseason games. With 2,600 slot machines, over 50 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. Another update on Wall Street. The Dow up 69, the NASDAQ up 20, and the S&P 500 was up 9 points. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Cubs. Our next game on The Score, Friday, when the Cubs take on the Nationals in the playoffs, and it begins with Mark Rohde's pregame show at 5:30. Right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetroRail.com.
So people are angry, people are sad today for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, all the emotions, whether it be sports or real life. Because you got Bears news, and you got the terrible news that we woke up to this morning. I feel like I was watching it play by play after, you know, my kid woke up a little bit earlier than I expected him to. And, you know, just following all the stuff on Twitter. And it's just really, really, really sad, man, just to hear. They hear the footage and hear the audio of people just screaming and running and the stampede that took place. And you got people hiding inside of trucks. But I will say this, in awful moments like this, you see some true acts of caring and compassion. You got people who are on the strip who are like piling people into their cars, getting people to the hospitals.
I understand. That's such an empty thing to me. I want to see those moments of caring and compassion occur spontaneously without needing tragedy.
Well, I'm saying if I was caught in that situation, I would be very, very appreciative. Up until that point, you've done whatever you did to get there, but if I was caught in that situation and a stranger opened up their back door to get me, a person who's got a bullet in them at that point, to a hospital, you know, because you can very easily just keep on going and keep on running, or people who are filming with their cameras can act like they don't care. So in some of those moments, you can find like some sense of compassion and some sense of humanity.
That idea of humanity can be applied and is applied often in smaller and different ways, not only before but in ways that can prevent, where somebody can you know, are you okay, or reach out or make an extra phone call, or maybe vote for policies that help those in need or more likely to be troubled, or help people have access to help that they need. I mean, don't forget.
Mental health is a huge part of this.
And if you're going there with this, if you're going there with this whole thing, keep in mind that if you're going to go to the whole mental illness thing, one of the very first things this administration did was sign an executive order that blocked a previously passed rule that would have kept thousands and thousands and thousands of people already diagnosed with mental disorders from purchasing guns. They decided on that. They did that. They rescinded that. I want to say I read it was 75,000 people who were mentally ill, who were prevented from buying guns, who were then, because of the decision that was made by this administration, allowed then to purchase guns.
The numbers that you're hearing about in this room, and now people are saying there are the reports that he was there since Thursday, and people are like, how does room service, come on now, let's not be silly about this. You can hang up a do not disturb sign, and room service will be glad to just, I mean, not room service, but
housekeeping
will be glad to walk past that room. There's one less room they got to clean up. So it's unfortunately, it's very easy to do this, and he executed that to the T this morning, or last night, I should say.
Southside, Rashad, you're on the score. Hello, Rashad.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Long time no hear.
You got it.
What you were touching on, man, was real dope, man. You know what? I think this culture, man, we live in is more reactionary than proactive, Dan. And I think until that changes as a mentality, we're going to deal with these things, man. As harsh reality is, it is. I'm really calling about expectations with Mitch. I need some help, fellas. I'm looking at a situation where I didn't trust John Fox to have the cojones to make the decision in the first place. But now, just like in 2000, I believe, 12, when he had to put Tebow in after starting 1-4, he's been put in a situation where he has to go to the young kid. Now, let me ask this question. What are the expectations in his success level? Not from wins and losses, not from production as far as comparing him to Watson statistically, but what are your expectations on what you want to see moving forward next year that he has to do right before we think that this possibly could be a mishap?
You talking about Mitch Trubisky or Ryan Pace?
I'm talking Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay. For me, I want to see a guy who, when he makes a mistake, you don't see it a second and third time. Because that's a part of learning. I want to see the athleticism that I heard so much about in the draft, and also watching that Stanford game where he was going up against a damn good defensive line for the Stanford Cardinal. I want to see moving pockets. I want to see those things that you see out of athletic quarterbacks.
I want to see a lack of hesitation. That's when I know the game is going to be slowing down for him, when he trusts his own eyes. And Rashad, that comes with mistakes.
Yeah.
That the only way you calibrate your internal computer is by knowing the throws that maybe you can't quite make. But I want to see him think I can make that throw. Mm-hmm. And only when somebody faster than he expects, bigger than he expects, longer than he expects, it dissuades him from doing it. Okay, say, okay, maybe that's one I got to change. I got to change what I register as open in my mind.
He's going to go up against one of the best secondaries on a primetime stage. You know, Xavier Rhodes has put himself in a position where, you know, if we're talking about the top five or six corners, he's one of them, kid out of Florida State from a couple of years ago. Trey Waynes is a guy you could pick on sometimes, and Terrence Newman is old as dust, but somehow, some way, he's managed. I think he's healthy right now, but somehow, some way, those three corners for the Minnesota Vikings, Mike Zimmer has put them in positions where, you know, and Harrison Smith's a damn good player as well. He's going up against a really good secondary. So we're going to find out if he finds out early that those throws that you can make in North Carolina and in ACC football, you can't make on the professional level. We'll find out. And if you make, I want to see in and out the huddle. I don't want to see any delayed game calls after the first couple of games. Like, I want to see him command things. If you got to make
the play, be the guy.
Yeah, if you got to make the play call shorter, then damn it, help him out. I want to see him be put in a position where he is successful. I want to see second and mediums and third and shorts where you can open up the playbook. Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, you want a guy that's not bad, you know, giving you the football. All right, you got a guy that people trust and believe that it is going to be the franchise. I want to see those things. And if those things happen, I don't give a damn about the record. The Bears can go 3-9 for all I care the rest of the way here. I'm fine with that. I want to see Mitchell Trubisky get better.
Lee is in Milwaukee. He's on Sports Radio 670.
Hi, Dan. I have to say I admire your show. I admire your political stances. And I think the Bears management is giving in too much to the sentiment of the citizens of Chicago, who think Well, the Bears have a right to win it all every year.
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Break that down for us a little bit, Lee. What do you mean by that?
Well, just take an example of the way they treat the players who are stars. For example, one of you just mentioned that people have long memories about who wasn't backing the Cubs when they were down 3-1. You said people remember that.
No, we were talking about the plan. There are a few hosts, actually. One comes to mind really, really, really clear and vividly, who was not about the plan that Theo put in place and couldn't wait to be the head cheerleader during the rally last year. We were talking about the plan, not exactly them coming back from 3-1. That was the end of the plan.
Well, thank you for that clarification. I'm a longtime fan. I have a long memory. I think the Bears are too quick to take people and, for example, when was the last time, and you know better than I, but they were in the Super Bowl a while back, mm-hmm. correct?
10 years ago.
And what happened to the quarterback the next year?
He was bad.
Hurt and bad. Yeah,
they let him go. They let go Desmond Howard, who's still playing. They let go this guy.
They never had
Desmond Howard.
Excuse me, Desmond Howard has a record for running back touchdowns.
I got a long memory.
He's not a Desmond Howard.
Howard was a wide receiver.
Yeah, not a running back, and he wasn't on the Bears.
Yeah, he played for the Packers.
Excuse me, what was the man's name? You're right.
Okay, I don't know.
We're going to move along. Thank you, Lee. We appreciate it. This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181. 800-808.
It's a Bears Monday.
5181. Going crazy out there by the lake. Wow. You've got WSCR, the
Stay
score.
Stay away from the formaldehyde.
Glenn Casper at 4.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing...
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
I want to see great selection.
They've got everything.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Owner-operator truck drivers, the industry is changing. The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th. If you're not ready, it's time to make a change now. Schneider has used e-log since 2010, and owner-operators leasing their business on with Schneider get access to an in-cab communications device with an e-log. Plus, pick your own loads, routes, and revenue with Schneider's van or tanker choice programs. The choice is even clearer. Lease on now at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great beers, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out. Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
SN is now NBC Sports Chicago. All the teams you love paired with the power of NBC Sports. The home of the authentic fan is NBC Sports Chicago, powered by Xfinity.
In CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
They missed on the evaluation of Mike Lennon. He hasn't worked out. He is not what they thought he was going to be. And it's not like it's been one game. It's been four games, and it was the three games that he played in the preseason. And he showed no improvement. He doesn't process quickly, very slow getting the ball out of his hand. I think the next time you see him throw a ball to a receiver before he makes the break is going to be the first time.
There it is. It's the guy that everybody couldn't wait to tell me deserved to get a chance to play. When I was like, this guy sucks. He's no good. I don't want to see him take snap one for this Bears season. You're wasting time. Give the kid the ball. Four games later, we're giving the kid the ball now.
Brian Billick said it too. You got to play the kid. You draft him, you got to play him. It's that simple.
Very. Any coach will tell you that. Any coach that's not speaking coach speak and doesn't have their job on the line and isn't trying to pad their overall record with as many little stupid wins as possible. I mean, look at what happened. Look at how John Fox has handled this thing. Pernell McPhee got signed, and Pernell McPhee might have had a knee issue when he got signed. He played Pernell McPhee those final four games of that first season when Pernell McPhee was dragging that leg. And just because the trainers and the doctor said it was all good, he threw him out there. Guess what? You got him on a snap count 2 years later or a year and a half later. Like, this guy has mismanaged every asset that the Bears have handed to him the last couple of years. Kyle Long, switching him from right guard to right tackle to back to guard. Like, what has John Fox done since he has been here?
To get you closer to winning a Super Bowl?
I'm done.
Well, that's the, about we're Super back Bowl. To that question, that existential conversation that we have with Rich Campbell. But what does he do?
Can any? I don't think I've ever said this about a coach, because even Vinny had pluses. What would you say that John Fox has done on the plus side for you as a Bears fan this year? Oh, not this year, but his tenure. What can you say? You know what? John Fox was responsible for this, and this is why this team is better.
Hiring Vic Fangio?
Cut it out.
Even though the two don't really like each other and Vic had nowhere else to go?
Right.
I can't answer that question.
Is this one of the worst coaching tenures in Bears history?
Well, coming after Dr. Death, man.
Hey, it felt like it was going to be white collar offenses and 30 points a game. You had two guys who could be number one wide receivers, and Zach Miller was an up and coming pass catcher, and Matt Forte was catching passes out the backfield. That first year, everybody felt okay, right? Offensively, no? Am I wrong? Right?
Offensively, yeah.
He felt okay
they're
offensively.
They're giving up 50 a game.
I know, but that wasn't his specialty, right?
Right, yeah.
So at least you got that for Trestman. Right?
And we knew the second year was coming because his track record suggested that his offenses in year two are bad.
Right.
I can't answer
that. Fell off the table so quickly, though.
I came back home for the New England game. That's when I got back to the city.
and saw that Fitty dropped after the 40 was dropped, and you had a
back to back 50s.
There was a bye week in between. Yeah, I think they said the bye week was the best thing they had going for them, and they still gave up 50 on national television.
They got ready for a 50.
Steve in Bellwood, welcome to the Score.
That's awesome.
Hey, what's up, guys? I had a quick question for you. You think, you know, if the Cubs in the first two games are 0-2 or 1-1, and Scherzer pitches game three, do you think the Cubs have a legitimate chance with the series? Is it 2-2?
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Steve, you have taken this too. Yeah, bro, I'm just trying to make it to Friday.
I haven't gotten to win-loss.
If it's game three, then that means if it's 0-2 or 1-1.
I'm not sure if you threw those numbers out just now, and we're still dumbfounded. I'm not sure he's going to pitch game three.
Really? Because that's what they said.
Is it a slight hamstring strain?
Well,
that's your first problem.
Yeah, then you're probably misinformed and dumber for having done that.
Right.
He's not even listening. He's just talking. He's not even really having a conversation. He can't even tell that we're speaking right now because he's just droning on and on and on and on.
No, they said for sure Scherzer would push in game three, probably.
Is this Lou Holtz?
Yeah, seriously.
Somebody's asking, do you think if the Scherzer pitches Game three, are you okay? Yeah.
Seriously, are you all right?
How long has the metal plate been in your head, Steve?
No, I'm just asking legit questions.
What were you asking, though, Steve?
I don't get day brain man comb.
Skip in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. You're on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Skip.
Get him a rinky dinky dink.
You know, you got a little taste of what I got to live with up here with that guy from Milwaukee. But anyway, to my point, why give the Vikings all 11 days or whatever it is to prepare for Trubisky? Why warn them in advance?
The report was leaked. They didn't announce it. People got the scoop on them.
You can't really hide a starting quarterback.
Plus, Skip, everybody in the National Football League saw what happened to Mike Glennon on Thursday night.
And Skip, the point is, the moment they begin practicing, your starting quarterback for the next week is not something you can spring on somebody unless there's an injury issue.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, I thought maybe they had practices that couldn't be watched, but my mistake.
This is a two-pack to write home about.
Sure.
What the hell's going on?
This is going great.
This is a Bears Monday for real, isn't it?
That segment was brought to you by UPSjobs.com.
Sorry, ups.
UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland, with some locations offering tuition assistance and up to $100 in weekly bonuses. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. Cubs Nationals talk. Cubs playoff talk with Len Casper next.
Talking like that.
On the Score.
Oh, terrible start for Chicago.
The Bears have named rookie second overall draft pick Mitch Trubisky as the starting Bears QB versus the Vikings.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Truckers, the industry is changing. Schneider is ready. Are you? The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th, and millions of drivers will be impacted. Don't get left behind. Schneider has used e-log since 2010. Also, automated transmissions are growing in popularity. Now over half of Schneider tractors are automated, and all new trucks will be automated. When the industry changes, it pays to be with an industry leader. Search all driving jobs in your zip code at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
It came in the mail. The return address, the IRS.
This can't be good.
You open it, and sure enough, it is.
Oh, no.
You feel flushed.
I'm starting to sweat.
And you set it off to the side.
I hope it goes away.
Your second notice arrives.
Oh, no.
You feel flushed.
I'm sweating.
And you set it off to the side.
Maybe it'll go away.
Your third notice arrives.
Oh, no.
Break the cycle. Settle your IRS debt. Call Mary Karpowitz, CEO of Comprehensive Tax Solutions, at 708-478-6652. That's 708-478-6652. Don't lose sleep anymore. Stop the letters. In most cases, you don't even have to talk to the IRS. Mary does it for you. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, if your wages are being levied, if the IRS has filed a lien against you, or if you owe payroll taxes, call Mary Karpowitz, 708-478-6652. Mary has been serving the community for over 25 years. For a free consultation, call Mary Karpowitz at Comprehensive Tax Solutions right now at 708-478-6652. Visit resolveyourtaxproblems.com. Call now, 708-478-6652.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
...confusing...
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
...and out of control...
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Kick off your weekend with Thursday Night Football when Tom Brady and the Patriots head into Tampa Bay to battle the Buccaneers. These two teams haven't met since 2013 when Jameis Winston was a freshman quarterback at Florida State and lit it up to become the youngest player to win the Heisman Trophy. Now it's 40-year-old Brady and the Pats battling 23-year-old Winston and the Bucs. Who will light the night up? Thursday Night Football on CBS, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NL.